Okay, we'll open the public hearing for the budget. I'll ask Guy Forte to run through the presentation of the budget.
Sure.
There's John.
Are we late?
Just starting.
Just starting, John. Okay, so we are here to run through the presentation of the proposed budget for the village for the 2022-23 fiscal year. We'll start with just sort of what we're accomplishing with this budget. We'll talk about the process for creating the budget, and then we'll get into the actual numbers of it. Okay, so in the end, what we end up accomplishing this year is three main points. One is that we are making, continue to make a significant investment in the village employees. All hourly village employees who have been here for at least a year will receive a 3% bump in their pay starting June 1st.
June 1st.
We will continue to implement the recommendations from the comptroller's audit. We are appropriating funds, as you'll see, from the unrestricted fund balance, and we are trying to be more realistic with our budgeting so that we don't collect as much money from taxpayers. And finally, we're going to be doing some fiscal stewardship as usual. We are, in at least the proposed budget, is to keep it within the state mandated tax cap. And this will be, as you'll see, the fourth consecutive year that we've actually reduced appropriations. So we're spending, or proposing to spend less. Okay. So this year's budget process was very similar to the past, six, seven decade or so. In February, we get a call for requests for the budget from the different departments. Those are submitted early March, and we have a series of budget workshops. One was on the 9th of March, the second was on the 16th of March, and we were able to get everything we needed to get done by then, so we didn't have any additional workshops. Tonight, we are in the middle of the budget hearing, and then later on, it's likely that we'll vote on the budget. So what does it look like? The summary is on the next page. So we are, as everyone knows, we have two funds, a general fund and a water fund. In the general fund, we are proposing to spend $730,000 approximately. We have, we're expecting revenues outside of taxes of about $272,000. We are appropriating $100,000 of that unrestricted fund balance, which leaves the amount to be raised by taxes of at $357,000. That's in the general fund. In the water fund, we propose to spend $261,537. We will be collecting in our fees. There's no increase in the water fees this year, so we'll collect just like we did last year, $246,075. We will be appropriating approximately $15,000 from the unrestricted fund balance in the water fund, and thus there's no taxes to be collected there. So in any case, the total tax levy is $357,000. That represents a, I believe it's $7,000 increase over last year, which is within the 2% tax cap that we're allowed. So when you take the tax levy and for all the taxable property value in the village, we end up with a $5.63 per thousand tax rate. And I think on the next one we actually compare it. No, we don't. Okay, so that's where we are for the entire village. So if you want to think about this, the village is in two towns, and we've done an analysis of the amount of the tax burden for each of the two towns. most of the village is in the town of Nassau, and the shareable value of the property, assessments of the properties in the village of Nassau is about 91.5% of all value, and 8.5% is in the town of Skodak. That ends up being, in terms of on the next rows down, we look at how much of the different revenues come from the different towns. So we end up collecting $326,461 from properties in the town of Nassau, and a little more than $30,000 from properties in the town of Skodak. And then we do a little tax rate there, the differences. Okay, so one of the other things that we like to look at is we like to look at how the budget compares to previous years. And so in the next series of slides, we'll be looking at both revenues and appropriations in both of the funds over the last 5 years, so you can see some of the trends. In this first slide, we're looking at the general fund, and this is the revenue side. And we have the revenues cut into different categories. Some of those are from real property taxes and anticipated sort of late fees and things like that. And so you can see that those are increasing over time. This year we're proposed, or we expect, $365,000 in that realm, in that category. From non-property taxes and fees, we expect $88,000 approximately, and that is up over the last couple of years. We have department revenue, which, if I get my other sheet out here, I can explain this a little bit better. Off the top of my head. Departmental revenue, we're looking at things like clerk fees and zoning fees and all the different building permit fees and things like that. One of the biggest items in here is the fees we collect for refuse. In any case, we see that at about $119,000, so that's down pretty sizably from previous years, although about the same as we collected last year. State funding and aid is pretty much the same as it was last year, and most of the difference there is in the CHIPS funds that's available. So that's down historically to where we are now. So overall revenues are down and from a historical trend. Okay, so we can also look at how those different categories make up different portions of the revenues. Most of the revenue is collected through property taxes. So you see on the next slide where we have the largest bars on the real property taxes categories. Over time, more of the revenue is coming from taxes than it has in the past, because as I said, we saw reductions in state aid and the fees we're collecting for different things. So that's really the trend there. Okay, so that's the revenue side of the general fund. On the expenditure side, or the appropriation side, we look at a similar analysis. We break it into the different kinds of costs that we have, and we look at that over time as well. In general, you can see there, if you look at if we go all the way to the bottom, we can see that this will be the fourth year in a row that we're going to be appropriating less funds, which means we're spending less, being more conservative fiscally. In terms of the different categories, there hasn't been much change over the past couple of years. We're pretty much spending the same amounts. I would say that you can see that also in the next slides, when you look at where the different percentages, what of each category. The biggest thing you can see here is that we had a big project, the Molden Street project, several years ago. That's that big spike in public works there, where almost half of the money we spent that year was on that project. Now we can move to the water fund. Revenue side, as I mentioned earlier, we are not collecting, don't anticipate at least collecting any more revenue than we did last year. We haven't changed the fees at all, and we don't expect anything to be different there. In terms of the expenditures, we are spending a little bit more than last year, and my sense of that is that's the increase in the employee costs. With the 3% increase in some of the pay rates. And that's evident by, you can see it in the administration and operations and the employee benefits. That's where that would show up, and you can see each of those compared to last year are a little bit higher. Okay, and again, that really hasn't changed too much over time. So. That's about it. We'll open the floor to questions to everyone.
And anyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Guy. Anyone have any questions? Comments? Hi.
Did you read about the taxes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Public hearing is got a few minutes left in the public hearing if you had any questions or anything.
I thought the meeting was at 7:30.
It is, but this public hearing was at 7:15.
And this is for property taxes above the municipal limit, the cap.
For the village, yes. Property tax for the village.
Okay, but it's the town also or no?
No.
Okay.
No, towns, they handle their own budgets, do their own taxing, and their bills come out in January. Right. So they'll have their hearing probably in October, November.
All right, thank you very much. Actually, I'm not a bill city person.
Okay, for the benefit of those of you who are listening to this on tape, we will note that there were two members of the public in attendance at the close of the public hearing. No questions were asked from the public. We have received no questions via mail, email, or telephone with regard to the budget. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to close the budget hearing.
Make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Julia. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.